Oh, you haven't read about Lev yet?
No. I mean, yeah, a little bit.
What's that?
I'm recording your discussion so I can post it for you under your book. So as you're talking about your questions.
Okay. Anyways.
This is like a question.
No, you were doing fine.
Okay.
No, I haven't read that one yet.
All right, so, like,
you
stopped on page 30. 30. So 30 is
on page, like, 47.
Oh, God, you really didn't. You're in the middle of Lev.
I know.
You read one page of Lev. Like, one and a half. I'm on page. I'm on page 58. I'll read fast. I'll read it.
Yeah, kind of let them tell you what's happening when you get to a part that you don't understand when they're reading, and then tonight go back and finish everything and get caught up.
Like, what happened so far was, like, all the kids connected, like, remember
they found each other?
Yeah, you remember how Connor ran out in the middle of the road and pulled that kid out of the Cadillac?
Yeah.
That was Lev. And you know the bus that crashed?
No way.
That was Risa in the bus.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they all connect. That's what I was like. I was like, I was like mind blown.
This guy goes.
Mm-hmm. And then now they're in the middle of the woods and like.
Oh yeah, and then the,
that lady. That, did you read about the mom, the mother?
Yeah, because they were going into the woods.
Yeah, they're in the woods, and then they tricked that one lady to give them clothes and said it was for a school thing. And then. What's happened? Oh, yeah, this lady, the mother, put her kid on this random person's front door because she didn't want it no more.
Oh, my God.
I thought like, they went into the woods.
That's horrible. This book is so
And they weird. Found, and they walked through the woods, and their police officer came. They found a
It was part of it.
Yeah.
But it was
that was yesterday.
Yeah.
It was. Oh, yeah, and they shot a juvie cop with his own tranquilizer gun.
Oh, my God. I think this book is, like, creepy, because who kills their children just because they don't want them no more? That's just normal.
They didn't kill them, they just put it on someone's front porch.
No, I mean, like,
it was a 19. It was a 19-year-old girl.
Oh, they're not allowed to anymore?
I mean, like,
after 18?
No, like, she put her kid on the front porch because she didn't want it anymore.
Oh, the 19-year-old had a kid.
Yeah.
Have all of you done this assignment, though?
No, like, mine won't. Mine's, like, different.
Refresh the page. So the internet's really slow?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you have to, you can go ahead and read together and then pick this up tomorrow. So you've got about, you don't have long before we need to start putting the iPads up.
Oh, yeah.
So if the internet's going too slow to post, then you can go ahead and read.
Mine work. I'm gonna log in on my
computer. I'll just read and type the page in. That's what I did yesterday and it worked.
See?
Alright, so what are you guys gonna do?
I'm gonna do the assignment.
Okay.
Because mine finally came up.
So, who has some characters so far?
Lev and Connor.
Yeah.
So far.
Do you guys agree that those are the most important characters so far? Okay. Does anybody have a quote for any of them?
I got a quote.
A quote?
Yeah. Just to kind of show what kind of person they are. Like, when you're describing them, you need a quote that kind of supports that.
Well, Risa's, like, smart. Wasn't she in that,
Yeah, she did, like, this performance thing with her piano.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's smart. And then,
Like, Connor is, like, he, like, plans everything. And he has, like,
he's kind of bad, isn't he?
Yeah. He kidnapped Lev. Lev's kind of the, He pulled Lev out of the Cadillac and then dragged him.
Do you know why?
He was trying to save him from being unwinded.
Unwound.
Yeah.
Because do you know what do you know the difference between Lev and like the other unwound?
Yeah, Lev was born in a big family and he had to be unwound from the start. And he was like a tithe or however you pronounce
tithe.
It. Tithe.
You know how at church when you give money it's supposed to be 10%, but the tithe that's a donation to God.
Yeah.
Well, Lev's parents had him. Mm-hmm. Like they purposely had him with the intent of donating him. as an unwind, so he's called a tithe.
Right. That's horrible. Mm-hmm. This book is so weird.
So that's why Connor was like, I'm going to save this kid. Like, his
How
parents
did Connor
are,
know that way?
What do all the tithes wear?
White, all white.
Mm-hmm. Because they're supposed to be pure, like, they have been brought up to believe that their life is a gift to God.
Mm-hmm.
But is it God like really that's doing the unwinding?
No,
it's the people in the harvest camps.
Okay. So as you're reading the rest of this book, start thinking about, if in these harvest camps, where all the parts of these kids go and who is benefiting from that?
The other people.
Okay, and think about it financially.
How come, like, some people get to live and, like, some people don't? Like, just certain people get to live.
So, the background on this, you're going to find out a little more as you read the book, is that there was a big war over, I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep up with your life, over abortion. Some people said that you should be able, people, girls should be able to have abortions. Some people said no. So, the compromise they came to was the unwind law. They said, you can't have an abortion. You have to keep your kid until they're 13. But if you still don't want them by the time they're 13, you can donate them to be unwound. And then society will benefit from the parts. So the parents don't get any money from giving them up to be unwound. But think of all of the people who are making money off of that. Okay, so like the medical profession, that kind of thing.
So like, kids grow up not knowing that they're going to be unwound and just hoping their parents actually like them. Mm-hmm. So, like, the whole time, like, if, like, when Connor, his parents hated him, it's, like, his whole life.
Yeah, that was his big, like, freak-out scene as he found the order that his parents had signed to have him unwound.
That's just so mean.
Like, all this like, time, he's, like, thinking he loves his parents and his parents love him. You remember at the beginning that's, like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I found this. That was the paper where his parents had signed that, so that's how he knew the juvie cops were coming to get him. Okay, unwinding. Do you know what unwinding is? Have you figured it out yet?
Yeah.
Who wants to explain it?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Like they take your body parts, like, off and, like, give it to other people.
Like, you know that
and just, like,
driver?
Kill you slowly, yeah. Pretty much.
He didn't have an arm, and he had that other boy's arm that was unwounded.
Mm-hmm. Unwounded.
Unwound.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be unwounded?
Description.
Unwounded, yeah.
That right there. Like, description.
So you describe what the character is like. I mean, it can be physical, but also just like, what kind of person are they? Okay? Alright, so does this book make a little more sense now?
Yeah.
Alright.